We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in Siman Resh Pei Beis, which is discussing some of the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, as well as the Maftir on Shabbos. Continue with Sif Beis. It tells us the Mutar Likros Olim Harbe. We discussed the issue of Hasafos last time, and now the question is, when it comes to numerous aliyahs, one is allowed to technically do so. It's not necessary for the person who gets an aliyah that it has to be new material, it has to be new psukim. Even in the event that it's being reread or reviewed, if you will, that's not an issue. However, the Ramah tells us, v'yesh osrim, there are those that say that this is not acceptable, that it has to be, when it comes to the reading of the Torah, you have to be reading, each aliyah has to be separate, different psukim. V'chein nuhagum imdinos elu, this is our custom, that we're more strict. Chutz m'simchos Torah, sh'nagul harbos b'kruim, but nagul k'svar rishon. That we're lenient, like the opinion as cited in the Shulchan Aruch, that we will allow numerous people to get called up, even though we end up reading over and over the same sections of the Torah, which of course we know on Simchas Torah we do from the beginning of Parshas from Zosa Bracha. And as the Mishnah Berurah discusses this, he says that mikol makom in olam in a minyan. Even if you want to say that you can call up someone and they'll read the same sentences over and over again, that will not count as one of the minimum aliyahs that is necessary. So for example, if let's say we're dealing with Shabbos, which has to be seven aliyahs, so even according to the Shulchan Aruch that says that you could call up and have the same psukim read, but that will not count as one of the seven. It has to be, as he says, imol hosif chol pachos shnei psukim al mashikar harishon. You have to have two sentences, two psukim that are read and which were not read before. So you can have psukim which were read in the previous aliyah, provided that at least two new psukim are done. And we know that this is something that we do one time, which is on Rosh Chodesh. If there's a machlokas in the Gemara exactly how it should be done, we paskin that the third pasuk is repeated by the second aliyah, and all we have are two psukim thereafter which are new. And that's acceptable, and that's considered to be part of the four, which is the minimum requirement of aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, that's acceptable. So it's not necessary to have three new psukim. Two is enough, as we find that's what we do on Rosh Chodesh. He says that the exception is when it comes to Simchas Torah, and we discussed the reason why when it came to allowing more Hasafas, even though when it comes to a typical Yom Tov, we generally minimize extra aliyahs other than the typical five. But on Simchas Torah, in order for people to be able to have the schus of connecting to Torah when the Torah is being completed, then we're lenient. And Sif Gimel, it's an unusual Sif in which the Gemara says, basically verbatim of the language of the Gemara, says that kol olam l'minyan shiva. When it comes to Shabbos, who is allowed to get an aliyah? So it says that really everyone is allowed to get an aliyah, and so much so that the Ramah tells us that umamzer mutar la'alos l'sefer Torah. He can even give an aliyah to a mamzer. But not only that, but the Mechaber tells us that who else is included? This is again the Gemara in Megillah in the third parak that says, afil isha v'katan sheidei l'mi mevarachin, a child who knows to whom he is saying a bracha to, he realizes that there's a God, he understands the meaning of what he's saying when he says a bracha, but he also says an isha. Technically, a woman is allowed to get an aliyah. It's a verse in the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says it. Because of kavod tzibur, we do not give aliyahs to nashim or to a katan. And when it comes to a katan, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this a little bit further. He says, according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham, she'en anu mechoyavim likroso, because we have the issue of children that are not obligated to hear the reading, mitzvos asev kidashtu nemar al kata al kohen katan. The question that's cited is, what happens if there's no kohanim in the shul? All you have is a katan who happens to be a kohen. Whether or not one should give that child that aliyah. So again, we paskin that a child does not get an aliyah. But according to the technical reading, technically one could get an aliyah as a kohen, who is a katan. But we say that the mitzvah of kidashto, of giving kedusha and sanctity to a kohen does not apply to a katan, because it's connected to the pasuk kislachem olkechu makriv, the katan lo bar avodahu. The reason why we give kavod to a kohen is because of the avoda that he performs. A katan is not capable of doing the avoda; he's not of age to do so, and therefore the kavod is not given to a katan either. V'chinu hagin b'yamenu, so too is our custom. K'shein b'veis achneses kohen shu ben yud gimel shana. If you don't have a 13-year-old who's a kohen, kohen Yisrael walking kohen, we can call Yisrael. Says v'yosim is that further than this. No hagin kayom shein kohen katan klal l'shem aliyah. We never will call up any time, any aliyah for a child. If you in kfar nishlam minyan hakruim, even if we've already finished the seven and it's just a hosafa, the only exception is ella maftir. When it comes to maftir, we're lenient, and that's not considered to be among the aliyahs. And that's the reason why the Gemara discusses this Mishnah, that if you give maftir, even though people have the perception that maftir is such a chashuv aliyah, the truth is when you give maftir, you have to also give this person some other kibud. Because maftir is really not on the same caliber as the other aliyahs. And therefore, technically, when it comes to a katan, and depending on the minhag of the shul, a katan is allowed to get such an aliyah. Like when it comes to nashim, when it comes to women, we do not give them aliyahs, as of course we're all familiar. And the reason, as is said, is again because of kavod sibor.